Hello, hello. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Nettie Podcast with your hosts, Ileana Kuffner.
And Amelia Shaw.
Yay. So this is a special week, you guys, because we have guests. You want to introduce yourselves?
Hi. I'm Anna.
I'm
We're the roommates.
So these are our roommates.
Yeah, these are the sweet mates we talk about a lot. Yes. Yeah. Super, a lot of like slander.
It's about time that they come on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
The millions of viewers
right now, we're at, okay, starting off slow.
Million.
Oh, starting off slow with 27 million. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of low for us.
Yeah. Yeah, anything you guys want to say to our listeners?
Really, really honored to be here.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in the presence of celebrities.
You are.
Well, you are.
You are. You are.
I'm going to do a little shameless plug. Tune into my radio show.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
Of course.
Super happy to be here. Super excited. A little sweaty. Enjoying the vibes.
A little sweaty.
Yeah, like, it's really warm. It's really warm in here.
I do have
I enjoy it.
You might hear me coughing. It's not COVID. Don't worry.
If you cough, just try not to directly into the mic. But it's okay if you
like we're not like don't.
I know some people are into that, but that's okay.
Okay, to start off this session, we're gonna start off with a question, right, Ileana?
Yes. So we do have a little like intro question.
An icebreaker.
Starting off really super good with what would you do if you found a dead body in your hotel room? You guys want to start off?
Yeah.
Anyone want to start off?
Like, wait, I need some backstory. So you literally just check into the hotel. They're like, oh, it's all ready. Like,
you know, yeah. So they say it's ready.
You've never been in yet.
You've never been. Does it look like it's been murdered? Is it just dead?
We're not going to go that.
You don't need that.
In depth. I think just in general, a dead body in your
hotel room. I think I know what I would do.
Okay.
Okay, you want to start off?
Well, knowing me, I'm super paranoid. So I would either be go the route of like, oh my god, paranormal activity, there's a ghost. Or I would freeze, because I feel like when I panic, I freeze, and then I'd be like, is there someone who got murdered? Where's the murderer? I'm gonna die. And then I think I wouldn't move for a very long time. I would also maybe throw up.
Okay.
Maybe.
And then I would leave.
Okay.
Okay, so in this scenario, what if like you had to do something with it? What would you do with
it?
Do
something with it?
Just, like, call
it's your responsibility.
Then my fingerprints are all over it.
I would be so like logistic about this. Like I would just
so you
just
call the police.
Well, yeah,
and
you're
like call, go down to the front door, like the front desk, and be like, hi. So there's like a dead body in my room. Like I
would you like check if it was dead?
Oh yeah, actually.
Oh
yeah,
and it would feel the pulse.
I would definitely check for the pulse, check for breathing.
I would not.
If it looks like because
why would you do that though? What if I would think I would run out because what if there's a murderer in there?
Okay, actually, so
they're like hiding in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I would definitely probably
run
check
away.
For a murderer. Maybe in the bathroom.
You would check. Why would you
under
check?
The
why
bed?
Would you just leave?
Yeah. Just
they're like,
why, what were you gonna do if you found it?
I don't know. Maybe I kind of want to like solve the murder a little bit.
You're like, I want to.
Oh, so you like leave the room immediately? Yes.
Is there blood? Like, is it very clear that
that's what I asked?
Or are they just like passed out on the ground?
You need more
clarity. No, I think you're pretty sure they're dead. I don't know if there's blood involved or not.
You like call their name. Maybe like throw something.
Oh, you know the person?
No,
you don't know.
Out, like, hello?
Darius!
Darius, get up. Darius, get up!
No, oh my god.
It's time for school.
Yeah. And then, like, Ronaldo doesn't respond.
Yeah.
So then you know.
His name's not Ronaldo.
You just get so mad and go to bed.
Yeah. You go to bed.
And first, you take the 50 out of the wall.
They're on the bed, though. I just
they're
made that up.
Bed?
Yeah, and you need to
sleep in
that bed.
Is this a two-bedroom?
I think it's a one-bedroom. I just made that up.
You can't go to the bathroom because the murderer's in the bathroom.
Well, you don't know
where the murderer is.
Well, you assume.
The murderer is under the bed, I think.
So do you lock the murderer in the bathroom? Why would the murderer go under the bed?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You lock yourself in the bathroom knowing the murderer is under the bed. Or do you go out of the
I would just leave, probably.
You would?
That's very fair.
Okay.
Okay. Has everyone given their input?
Yeah.
You didn't really give it.
You didn't really give anything.
I said that I would leave.
You would leave?
You would just
I would walk in, walk out.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
Would you like? You would like obviously like tell.
Would you panic? Yeah. Would you cry? Like
no, I would be completely calm. Just walk in, walk out, tell someone.
That's so true.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay.
I just get so calm in crises.
I would freeze.
Yeah.
I feel like I get calm in crises, but that's like something I've never even like fathomed before. You know.
Hmm.
True.
Like, I've never, like, been in the presence of, like, a recently dead body.
Me neither.
I haven't either. That's really...
What?
Yeah, Anna's an EMT.
Oh,
my
an EMT.
Yeah,
that's really sad.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
This is getting really
how did they die?
She had her brain started bleeding.
Oh, my God.
As hernia or whatever?
What is it called? What is it? It's, like, a subdural hematoma.
Hematoma.
It's a hernia.
Hematoma.
A hernia. Guys, I have a...
What? Was she old?
And a hernia.
I have a hernia.
Was she old?
Yeah,
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Was it weird to see, like, the
lights? Yeah, she was, like, staring at me. fully into Anna, my eyes. Sorry, like we're changing the topic. Go.
Okay, wait.
We're going to do a little quick break for music.
That was heavy.
I'm was. Don't make you a natural. Just because you joined a march. Don't make you a radical. Just because you did it again. Out of a job. Out of.
That was Put You On by Royal Jag, and that was my little pick.
Mine was Just Because by Cape Francis, is that how you say it?
Yay, exciting. Okay.
Is that how you say it?
I think that's how you say it.
I don't know how to say it, TH.
We're kind of sad because it's not working.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can hear us, so this is really sad. I think it might be still recording, so.
If you can hear us, reach out. Let us know.
You can't, it's broken.
Everyone, no one can hear us.
Yeah, no one, everyone's saying.
Oh my God.
No one can hear
us. Okay, no one can hear us.
Literally no one. It's fine. Curse all you want.
Yeah, I guess.
So, anyway, what was our next thing? Okay, so we were going to do some unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any?
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Oh, I know.
My go-to unpopular opinion is that oatmeal raisin cookies are superior. Also, that black licorice is really, really good.
Hate black
Do you like
licorice.
Anise flavored things?
What?
Anise flavored things?
That's like licorice. Is that like a spice?
Yeah.
I like anise, but not
I
licorice.
Too. I don't
oh,
like
really?
Licorice.
That's
what's
in licorice. That's what is the taste of licorice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, wait.
Then maybe I don't like
I
it.
Licorice.
What?
No.
Oh.
Not.
Wait. Answer.
Who is it?
It's my mother.
Answer.
Oh.
Hello? This is unhelpful because I can't put you on the air and also no one can hear us anyway. But it's recording, so we still want to go. So.
Could she hear us?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Bye. Anyway. Sorry about that. No, totally mine bad. Is I don't like pickles.
Mine is I don't like
but
ketchup.
But also, that I feel like that's a pretty popular.
Is it popular?
That's more popular. Okay,
yeah, maybe. That's pretty popular.
I don't like ketchup.
You don't like ketchup.
I feel like everyone likes ketchup.
Yeah. I don't like broccoli. Raw broccoli.
Broccoli rabe.
No, I don't like raw broccoli. I like cooked broccoli.
Yeah.
I like
well,
what's like a, what's an unpopular opinion about like
not food?
Not food related.
I don't know. Can't think of any.
I hate wearing socks.
Like what?
I don't wear them around my house. So I don't have
I hate wearing socks
I like
too.
I wear socks when I have to and shoes.
I hate yeah, me too.
I'm
yeah.
weird about feet. Like in my bed.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
After your foot touches the floor. Like,
yeah, no, I get that.
So I like germs mm-hmm. are
Do you guys, you know how people are like, no outside clothes on my bed? Do you have
outside
that?
Clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna has that.
I'm so obsessed with that, and my, like, everyone makes fun of me for it.
Henry says that's a really big thing in Singapore.
That is a big thing mm-hmm. for some reason, but like, I don't really care.
Me neither.
No, it's just like, you
shoes,
don't
I get.
Be wearing the clothes that you're, like, sitting in public places, like, inside your bed.
No, I get that, but I don't
care. But I don't care, yeah.
I don't
I totally that you're so valid, and that makes me want to throw up thinking about it. But I won't change.
No, yeah, I'm not gonna change. But like, if I think about it hard enough, I get like super upset and think about all the germs in my bed right now.
Yeah, really, it's just like the shade.
But like, it's fine.
My mom like drilled it into my head.
That's why you change your sheets.
But I would never go in my bed with like jeans on anyways.
Oh, I've done that.
I would just put a blanket over me.
I normally go on top of my bed.
Yeah, with a blanket.
No, I think if I'm wearing jeans, when I'm wearing jeans in bed, I get this like intense discomfort where I how I feel right now. I think it's like OCD. Like I'm like, oh my God, I cannot have this on me right now. I have to get it off. I have to get it off. And then I can't wear jeans in bed.
That's so interesting.
I just cannot do it. Or like just even putting my feet near my pillow.
Maybe like you like don't like feet more than me.
Yeah.
No, you're more outward about
No, I'm just
you don't even not don't like feet. You're just
I'm
like
more about like the germs. I feel like you're more of like what they look like.
No, it's not what they look like. It's like just feet are gross.
Mine is just like the germs.
Yeah, germs because they like touch everything. They're like stinky and like ew. People don't wash their feet.
Do you guys have smelly feet?
I wash my feet.
I wash my feet, but some people don't.
People don't wash their feet.
Some people are like, oh, they just get washed by the soap going down my legs.
Ew.
Oh,
people have said that.
I wash my
feet. You gotta scrub them.
Yeah.
Toes and all.
Do you guys have smelly feet? I don't know. I don't have smelly feet.
No, oh, you do.
Yeah, Anna has such smelly feet.
But Anna does.
No, honestly,
Anna slander part three.
It's just because you walk so fast.
Oh my God, do you have sweaty? Do you have sweaty feet?
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe.
In the summer they get pretty sweaty, so then that's why they're stinky. Maybe. But in the winter they're not as stinky.
Okay, but like imagine the socks like soak up the sweat.
But if I take my shoes off after like
socks and all,
like you'll smell it.
Socks and all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always like say something, but
why
it's like fine.
Why do feet smell so bad?
Because
ew. That's a really good question.
No, that's why I don't like feet stink.
Different parts of your body are also and like stuck nose inside smell for most part of the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's like so much bacteria.
Wait, what is that thing where it's like? Wait, never mind. I'm over it. Yeah.
I can't think of a single unpopular opinion that I have.
No, I feel like I have one.
Go ahead. Put my milk in my cereal first, and I put my tea bag in first.
I put tea bag in first.
You have to put tea bag in first. I do. You pour the hot water over the tea.
I put the tea bag in second. I forgot.
Oh, you do that. I noticed that. I didn't say anything, though.
Yeah, just get bullied.
Just in case
it was like personal.
I have an opinion that like is only unpopular for Americans.
What?
I put milk in my tea.
That's normal.
That's not that. Yeah, it's like fine. It's like tea. Do you want like sugar and milk?
It's popular, but it's still like fudge.
It's okay.
Wow, that was really close.
No,
that was you almost lost it there.
I know. Anna's the only one who's cursed.
Unpopular opinion: I don't like Lorde's new album.
I don't like Lorde.
I love Lorde.
Oh, I hate The Weeknd.
I love The Weeknd.
Oh, it's you.
I only like a few of the songs.
I don't know why. It's just like
my brother loves The Weeknd.
I like
In Your Eyes is pretty good. Do you know that one?
I don't know any.
Blinding Lights. That one was on TikTok for a while.
Tears for Wait, what is that one? Day.
You, the one that you really like, Roxanne.
Oh, Odd Look.
Yes.
But that's
love
like, I don't
that.
Think people know that one very well because it's Kavinsky.
It's really underground.
True.
Have you heard of The Weeknd, guys? It's just one person.
It's actually the number one
just
artist
one
right now.
It's this like really underground artist. Yeah. And, like, I don't know if you would know him, but like, I've really just been like on. Yeah.
Do you know Tame Impala is just one person?
Yeah.
Kevin.
It's just one person.
It's just They're Kevin. Really,
have you heard of their music?
Kevin is so talented. Kevin.
Yeah. Love
yeah, it's
Kevin.
It's like really alternative and synthy.
Like, yeah. Really, like indie. Like, I don't know if you've
They make songs about tripping a lot, but you wouldn't get it probably like. I just drink like draft beer.
Yeah, probably.
I drink like super micro
IPAs only.
Microbreweries.
IPAs.
Like run by like one person in a shack.
I'm into this super underground indie artist, Hozier.
Oh,
Red
it's actually not pronounced it. Hozier.
Hozier.
I really love Hozier.
Did you guys know that Adidas is actually pronounced Adidas?
No.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy? No, it's not.
Adidas is like prettier than Adidas.
Is actually pronounced Nike.
No, that's a lie. But if you went around saying Adidas, people would like probably
it
slap
like you're
you.
Saying, like, Adidas.
Well, now it's Adidas, but like Adidas versus like Adidas.
Yeah.
Adidas.
It's just
like how
so
Porsche is actually Adidas. Porsche.
Mm.
But people don't say Porsche that much.
I feel like you just sound really pretentious.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
you know,
like quinoa.
It's like saying gauze. It's like saying. Is it a vase?
Like, it's spelled like T-H-U-L-E, Thule, but it's
Oh,
Thule.
Thule. Yeah, I didn't know that actually.
Oh my God. Actually, that's funny.
Really?
Because until we were like 17, Calvin thought lingerie was pronounced lingerie.
Lingerie.
And I always be like, is he saying lingerie?
My friend thought it was pronounced lasagna.
Lasagna.
I thought it was chaos instead of chaos.
Oh my God.
Until I was like 12.
Wow.
Chaos?
I was like, what's chaos? But chaos is something different.
Chaos.
Chaos. I think it's an A.
Guys, I'm sneaky.
be sleepy. All right. We're going to play some music. This one's called Ordinary Pleasure. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce the artist. I think it's Toro Imoa. Yeah. I always say Toro Imoa. Yeah, but I think it's Moa because that's French. A French word, but E, like the Y is Spanish. Okay. So
maybe it's
I think awesome. It's Can't wait for this one.
I think it's their names. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's going to be good.
So keep listening, you guys. Awesome.
You at the right time. quiet time. This is what it feels like.
Oh, okay. That was Feels Like by Gracie Abrams, I think you say her name.
Yeah. Abrams? Or
Abrams?
I feel like it's Abrams.
Maybe it's Abrams. Yeah, love her so much, and that's her new song, and it's really good.
Yeah, so that was a good one. Kind of got me my feels for a bit.
Yeah. But, like, but it's like happy feels. It's about her like best friend and like appreciating her best friend.
I like
friend.
It a lot.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
A little bit.
Okay, so we're just going to give you guys a little update on our pet situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tuned in last few weeks, you know that we want a cat named Weenie.
Yeah.
And then...
And Toe. I think we'd have
And then
toe.
We would probably get another Weenie one named Toe.
Not Toe and Weenie.
Yes,
and
Weenie and Toe. Yeah. Weenie and Toe. Okay. But logistically, I don't know if that would work. Not everyone's on board, but it's okay. So I also wanted a pig.
Who's not on board with the cats?
Anna. Anna's Wait, getting more on board.
Fun fact, I was super not on board, but me and Ileana talked about it today, and I'm more open to it.
Someone's going now.
Because I feel like we could just, like, get it and then suffer the consequences after. Like, we'll just go with
Yeah,
it,
I
know?
Think we
like,
should
we'll
do that. Talk about, like, deal with the consequences after.
I'm not getting a pig, though, period.
But, like, what would the consequences be?
Well, not consequences, but just, like, we would realize that, you know, like, there's medical bills and stuff like that, and, like, who's going to take the cat home during breaks.
I think that's not the biggest issue.
What's the biggest issue?
No,
the medical
the,
stuff.
I
would say.
I don't really think so. I feel like that's fine.
Medical stuff is so expensive.
But like we just gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, so I want. We already have Gertie. That's Anna's fish. Gertie. Love Gertie. Don't know how Gertie's still alive. Bloated. But, pregnant. We don't know.
You can't cuddle Gertie. Bottom of the line.
Yeah, you can't cuddle Gertie. But I do want a jellyfish.
Gives me purpose.
I want a jellyfish. I think. It's
okay,
kind of cool.
I think we should get a tank with all those, like, a bunch of jellyfish. But then again, comes the question.
Should we throw Gertie in with the jellyfish?
Huge aquarium. Can we get a huge aquarium?
Huge aquarium. I think it might be expensive.
Do it winter break?
It has to be under a gallon.
How do you feed your jellyfish over winter break?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know how that's going
to
work.
Do jellyfish even need to be fed?
I don't know. Do jellyfish eat?
No. You definitely give them, because they eat it through their, like, between.
You could give them, like, a feeder timer thing where they feed them.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
But that would be
Or you could feed every 5 days.
But I'm not going to be here over winter break.
Oh, we're talking about just break.
Oh, not in general.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck?
Well, wouldn't they all eat each other, probably?
They might. I don't know how jellyfish do.
No, but, like, if you
Are they expensive also?
Probably.
The tank is probably.
Cannibalistic.
No, I mean, like, all different... If you put a bunch of fish in one tank together.
I think...
Hi.
Hello.
No.
No.
You.